The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Tommy Tucker here. Our goal is 12 Miracle Makers, the 12 donations this hour. If you can, $15 a month, you call 888-780-8811. We have two. We need 10. If you have a child that's ever come to Children's Hospital, you know what's waiting for him here, and you know how important that is. If you've ever taken a drive over, you know how important it is to have them here waiting on your child, that most precious thing that you have. Speaking of which, Jamie Toubray joins us now, who is a member of the Patient Family Advisory Council at Children's Hospital. How you doing, Jamie?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm okay. I hear you got two kids who both have had health issues that have been treated. What happened with them?
We do. So we have a 12-year-old son, John Robert, and a 9-year-old daughter, Annie. And Annie was diagnosed with tetralogy of Fallot, which is a heart condition, at birth. And 3 weeks later, our son was diagnosed at the age of almost three with pre-B-ALL, which is acute lymphoblastic leukemia. Mm. So they were diagnosed 3 weeks apart, and we came to Children's Hospital
three weeks apart.
We had two life-threatening conditions for our children, but we came to Children's Hospital, and our daughter was treated here by a cardiologist, and our son became part of the hematology oncology family here at Children's Hospital. They're both healthy today. We went through many years of chemotherapy treatments for our son. He got treated for 3.5 years with chemotherapy and a lot of different medications we had to force him to take at that time. But they're both well now. He is doing good, and our daughter had open heart surgery at the age of 3 months. So we had our son going through treatments for cancer, and our daughter having open heart surgery. And again, it was 3 weeks apart that they were diagnosed, and she was 3 months when we had her surgery. So we had a lot going on, and this place helped us tremendously. They were a tremendous support system. They are part of our family now. Which is why we still remain actively involved today.
For people that are listening right now and hear this story, and if there was any doubt in your mind as to why you should call and make a donation at 888-780-8811, Jamie, let me take you back to before you found out your kids were sick. You had no idea what was waiting for you or them, did you?
No, we had no idea. Nope, it all came at one time. So, you know, I remember the first day we came in, we got a call that our son had neuroblast in his blood work, and we quickly found out that meant cancer cells. We prayed for the best type of cancer. I mean, that might sound unusual to some people, but, you know, and luckily we got a very treatable cancer. However, while you're here and you're staying in this very humbling institution, you know, we realized that we were blessed. We were blessed to have two children that were sick, that had treatable conditions, and to have, again, the support system surrounding us at Children's Hospital. There are many families here that, you know, are not as blessed with the diagnoses that we have for our children. You know, there are children that stay here that are on the hematology oncology floor for 30 days, and their parents have to work. We were lucky enough to where, you know, I was actually on maternity leave for our daughter when our son got diagnosed and she got diagnosed. So I was able to stay in the room with my son and have my daughter come visit, you know, for that first 30 days we were here. And some parents can't do that. They have to work. So, you know, that's why Children's Hospital is so important, because they support everybody. And that's why we need to help with this radiothon today.
And I just wanted to take you back to that time because you never know. And I've had my kid here a couple of different times with a brokenness or pains in the side for that. And it's just the most precious thing that you have. And it is so comforting to know that there is a hospital here that tends to their needs and also to the parents' needs. A final word for people that are on the fence about maybe donating or not?
There are so many things. So being involved in the Patients Family Advisory Council, it started about 6 years ago, and I've been involved with it since the inception of it, creating bylaws and just looking at how we can advise Children's Hospital Administration for things that the families really need here at the hospital. One of the things that we did was this beautiful facility that we have. The Patients Family Advisory Council would meet with the architects, and we meet with sometimes with the construction crew, and we would give them advice as to things that they could do around the hospital to make it more accommodating for children with special needs. You know, there are a lot of children with autism that come here to be served, and we especially were involved in that, creating a room that did not have the bright lights and wasn't overstimulating for those kids. So there's plenty that we do. And we also round as PFAC members in the hospital, and we meet with other families that are currently here being treated, and we ask them their thoughts. You know, what are things that we do that they do well, the staff? What are things that we can improve upon? And they really listen to us when we give them this feedback. So, you know, and the money that's coming from today from the radiothon, I mean, there are so many things, the facility itself, what we go do out in the community. They have Thrive Kids NOLA. They go educate the schools. So it's just so many ways that the money being donated today can be spent.
God bless you and what you're doing.
Thank
here
you
and your
so
family.
Much.
888-780-8811, 823, traffic, WWL. Tommy Tucker, WWL. It's the Children's Hospital Light Up the Season Radiothon presented by Ray and Jessica Brandt Family Foundation. 888-780-8811. We got 5 donations, need 7 more for this hour. Lou Fragoso joins us, Children's Hospital President, CEO. Good to see you again, Lou. What kind of year has it been for Children's Hospital?
Tommy, well, it's great to be here with you. Thank you for all your support. It's been another amazing year. You know, as everybody knows, what we do is help kids. And you know, when you think about some of the things that have happened new this year that have just really, I think, impacted our community and our kids, there's 2 that really come to mind. We take care of the most kids that have sickle cell here. It's a horrible disease. It's incredibly painful. Kids that have that will sometimes have up to 25 admissions into the hospital. Mm. But what's amazing about what happened this year, truly medical history, and we've been a part of it, we are now one of a handful of children's hospitals in the country and the only one in Louisiana that has a cure for sickle cell.
Say that again.
That has a cure for sickle cell. A disease as old as time itself. Mm-hmm. And now we have curative gene therapy that we have access to that can eliminate all of these admissions for kids and literally cure them of this horrible disease.
And record numbers of kids this year treated, right, in general?
Absolutely. If you think about what we've done this year, 580,000 kids will have treated this year alone. We're now across 180 schools in Orleans Parish and Jefferson Parish, helping 100,000 students with a focus on behavioral health. Truly a banner year in terms of the number of kids we've helped, and we can't ever stop.
So as you treat more kids, the cost of that goes up, I would presume?
It does, but that's what we're here. We say yes to every child, regardless of their ability to pay. It's what we've been doing for 70 years. But we can't do any of this without the support of the community.
Tell me about the commitment to the community and how important support is, if you would.
Yeah, so one of the things that really differentiates us as a children's hospital is the things that we do outside the community. We have to take the care and compassion that we provide here and take it out in the community if we're truly going to help change the health of a community. So those are things like our Thrive Kids program, which is across 180 schools with a focus on behavioral health. It's our new Morgan Ray Center for Hope, where we take care of kids that have been abused and human trafficked. It's our trauma center. We're the only pediatric trauma center in New Orleans. It's our trauma and grief center. We are one of only 2 in the country, and one of them is right here in your children's hospital. And so all of that we do for the community. We do it outside the four walls of this hospital because that's how you help change the health of a community, the health of a generation.
You know, I always say, Lou, nothing just happens. Whether you're setting up chairs at a PTA meeting or whatever it is, nothing just happens. And along those lines, nothing just happens here at Children's Hospital. And unfortunately, it costs a lot of money, and it is a non-for-profit hospital. So how important is it that people call right now and make a donation?
Tommy, you said it perfectly. If you think about everything I just described, all those programs out in the community, that's $36 million we're essentially giving to the community, whether it's in free care or in these community programs, and we can't do any of that without the support of our community. So we need those donations to make sure these programs stay sustainable, that they stay ongoing, because The health disparities in our community are real, and we are the ones fighting those to make sure that we can mitigate those and eliminate those, and we can't do it without the support of the community.
Man, God bless y'all and the work you do. You know, I think the world of you and the work y'all do, and the jackets that Lou wears are just amazing. It's like a red and gold and just an ensemble that you wouldn't believe. Radio cannot describe it. Thank you, sir.
Tommy, thank
pleasure
you, guys. Appreciate
you.
Happy holidays.
We'll take a break. It's the Radiothon for Children's Hospital, 888-780-8811. Call now. Make a donation, please. We'll be back in a flash right now, WWL First News. A quick break here from the Light Up the Season Radiothon presented by the Ray and Jessica Brand Family Foundation. 194 kids right now being treated in Children's Hospital, and I'm not trying to scare you or threaten you or anything, but you never can tell. Might be 195, 196, might be one of yours or two of yours, or who knows. And you want to make sure the Children's Hospital is here. It's a not-for-profit hospital, and that they have the resources that they need. We come to you once a year. Now's your time to make your donation, 888-780-8811. We're looking for 12 donors this hour. We have seven. We need five more. If you can, $15 a month would be nice. That's a miracle maker. Comes out to $180 a year, only 50 cents a day. If you can just do $20 or $50, every dollar stays local for this not-for-profit children's hospital. And I don't think there's anything that will make you feel better about everything in the world than doing something for somebody else. Call the number, 888-780-8811 or text Chinola, C-H-N-O-L-A, to 51555. Back in a flash on WWL. All right, we're back. It's the Children's Hospital Radiothon. Todd Smith joins us now, board chair of Children's Hospital in New Orleans. Tell me what it means, Todd, to you personally, now that we're back, to see, I guess, children's providing more expert care than ever before.
When you talk about the number of children that this hospital serves and the needs that are in the community, it really makes you feel good to be a part of it.
Tell me about the investments that Children has made to continue to provide that care.
Well, when you think about it, I mean, Children's it's kind of the beacon for the Gulf South in terms of where children can come. People can bring their young folks in terms of treating their health needs. It's such an important part of what we do and who we are. Those investments, you know, as advancements in medical science and technology take place, we have to keep pace because we have to be able to provide that care and service to the folks who live within our region. That's extremely important to us. And, you know, sometimes things are cliches because they're real. There's no mission without margin. So the need to generate revenue and to create an opportunity to treat all children, regardless of their ability to pay, becomes extremely important. And that's why, you know, we sit here today to talk to the community, to let them know that this is a place where you can bring your children, and regardless of your ability to pay, they are going to get quality health care.
It would be nice, and Todd and I were talking, you know, off the air about some corporate stuff and this and that and the other thing, and it would be nice if money wasn't involved in this, but unfortunately it is.
Yes, it is. You know, and it's one of those things that it's a reality of life. And just like this hospital needs money, families are faced with, you know, a situation in which the economy makes it more difficult for them to meet their daily needs. And when I look at a community like New Orleans and the surrounding area, one of the most important things we can do is to help create a healthy environment for young people. Young, healthy children grow into prosperous and healthy adults. And that's what we do. That's why we sit here. And so it's really important that, you know, we are able to fund the research and the technology in order to provide that care so that families aren't faced with the need to have to leave the area when they find themselves in a situation in which their child needs quality care.
And I mentioned it before, and I don't know where we are with the clock, but the hell with it, Todd. I'm just going to do what I want because I can. It's terrible that it does come down to money. But if you are going to look at it, not from doing what's right from the heart standpoint, from the mind and wallet thing, it's the most, economically wise thing you can do when it comes to, you know where I'm going with that. I see you nodding your head. Go ahead.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I think sometimes, you know, you can do well by doing good. And so it's important that young people and children and their families don't have to worry about the expense of going someplace else and having to worry about lodging and things like that, or worrying about their other kids, how they're going to take care of them. And, you know, it's intuitively, if you don't see it, as you said, Tommy, from the heart, it's actually a business decision in terms of our community's ability to grow and to be prosperous long term depends on our ability to treat those within our communities that have less than some others.
If you're not going to look at it as anything else, look at it as an investment in the future of the community, which is what it is, really.
That's all right, exactly
right. We need three more donors. We have 9-888-780-8811, 780-8811, or you can text Chenola, CHNOLA.org. No, wait, text Chenola, CHNOLA, to 51555. Todd Smith, thank you. Pleasure as always, sir. Taking a break now, WWE.